Ever heard those stories about everyday people doing like incredible things?
Oh, yeah.
Like a mother lifting a car to save her kid,
Oh, wow.
or someone walking on hot coals without getting burned?
Yeah.
Sound kind of impossible, right?
Yeah.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into the work of Greg Braden,
Okay.
and he suggests maybe, just maybe, those feats aren't as far-fetched as we think.
Interesting.
So we've got two of his YouTube videos to unpack.
Okay.
And trust me,
Yeah.
they're going to challenge how you think about your own potential.
Cool.
So, what's really interesting about Braden's work is that he doesn't just like dip his toes into the power of belief, he dives right in.
Yeah, he really goes for it.
He argues that our potential isn't limited by the laws of science as
Yeah.
we know them now,
Right.
or even by our DNA.
I mean, if that's true,
Right?
what is stopping us
That's a good
from
question.
unlocking some of these abilities?
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay.
So if we're not bound by those things, what is stopping us from unlocking these like superhuman
But
abilities?
Braden says it all comes down to belief.
Okay.
And not just positive thinking, but like a deep fusion of thought and emotion. He argues that this powerful combination can literally translate the invisible potential within us
Wow.
into the reality we experience.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're
Yeah.
saying I'm like a walking, talking reality generator.
Yeah. Think of it this way.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. It is a big idea to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
But imagine like a cosmic library
Yeah.
containing every possible book representing every potential outcome.
Okay.
Your beliefs are like a librarian guiding you to the specific books or realities that you
Oh,
experience.
that's
What's the
cool.
power of the divine matrix?
Wait, hold
The
on.
feel of energy connecting everything in the universe.
A cosmic library.
Yeah.
We're going full sci-fi here.
Yeah.
Is there any actual science to back this up?
Yeah, there actually is quite a bit
Okay.
of scientific evidence that supports these ideas.
Oh, really?
One fascinating example
Yeah.
is the double slit experiment
Okay.
that was conducted back in 1909
Wow.
and then repeated in 1998.
Okay.
And researchers found that the act of observing tiny particles actually changed how they behaved.
So it's not just that they were watching,
Right.
but the act of them observing was somehow influencing the outcome.
Exactly.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So does that mean we're not just observing reality,
Right.
but we're actually participating in creating it?
That's the implication.
Wow.
And it's not just limited to the quantum world.
Okay.
Remember all the buzz about cold fusion back in the 80s?
Yeah, remember
It was
that.
supposed to be this revolutionary energy source, but it seemed to kind of fizzle out.
Whatever happened to that?
Well, Braden suggests that the reason it fizzled out was directly related to belief.
Really?
When scientists were convinced their experiments would work, they were more likely to get positive results. But when doubts crept in, things went south.
Oh, wow.
It's like the collective belief of the researchers was influencing the outcome
Okay.
at a very tangible level.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So, are we saying that our thoughts and emotions are powerful enough to
Yeah.
influence the physical world?
I mean, it's similar.
Is this like the secret stuff?
Yeah, but Braden goes deeper,
Okay.
exploring the science behind these concepts.
Okay.
Like, take the DNA phantom effect, for example.
Okay.
Researchers found that human DNA continued to influence photons even after being physically removed
Oh, wow.
from an experiment.
That's crazy.
It's as if our DNA leaves an energetic imprint
Okay.
on the world around us.
So we're not just like physically connected to everything,
Right.
but we're energetically connected too.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how this all ties into the power of belief. But if we're all connected,
Yeah.
wouldn't that mean that our negative thoughts and emotions are
Well,
having an impact too?
absolutely.
Ah.
Braden talks about how unresolved emotional hurt can actually affect our health and well-being.
Yeah.
And focusing on fear and negative expectations can actually bring about the very things that we're afraid of.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, that's a bit unsettling.
It is.
So how do we avoid
Right.
accidentally manifesting all the bad stuff that we worry about?
That's where conscious awareness comes in.
Okay.
We need to pay attention to what we're feeding, the divine matrix.
Okay.
Are we sending out signals of fear and lack,
Right.
or are we focusing on what we want to create?
So if I'm like constantly stressing about money,
Right.
I'm actually making things worse.
It's not about blaming ourselves,
Okay.
but it's about understanding how our energy influences our reality.
Gotcha.
Remember that analogy of the cosmic library?
Yeah.
If you keep requesting books about financial struggles, that's what the librarian, or in this case, your belief system,
yeah,
is going to keep bringing you.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection.
Yeah.
But how do we actually change those requests?
Well, Braden suggests something pretty radical.
Okay.
He says instead of hoping for a different outcome, we need to start feeling it.
Okay.
As if it's already happened.
Whoa.
He gives this example of a man named David.
Okay.
Who prayed for rain during a severe drought.
So did David just get down on his knees and beg for rain?
Not quite.
Okay.
Instead of asking,
yeah,
David focused on the feeling of rain already existing.
Mm.
The smell of wet earth.
Uh-huh.
The sensation of mud between his toes.
Wow.
He expressed gratitude for the rain that was already present in his mind.
Wow. That's a powerful shift in perspective.
It is.
But did it actually work?
Well,
did it rain?
That afternoon, a huge rainstorm broke the drought.
Wow.
Flooding fields and washing out roads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not that was directly because of David's visualization is debatable.
Right.
But it illustrates a different approach
mm-hmm.
to manifesting our desires.
So it's about feeling the outcome
yeah.
so vividly
mm-hmm.
that it becomes real in our minds.
Yeah.
What about logic and reason?
It's not about throwing logic out the window.
Okay.
But understanding that our feelings have a powerful influence on our reality.
Okay.
Braden suggests that feeling as if something has already happened
yeah.
is the language that the universe understands.
Okay, but I'm still wrapping my head around all this.
Yes, a lot.
We're talking about rewriting our reality code, shifting our beliefs
right.
to create a different experience of life.
Yeah.
This is a lot to absorb.
It is, but it's also incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
And remember, you're not alone in this.
Okay.
We're all learning and exploring these concepts together.
This is definitely a lot to digest.
Yeah.
But I'm already feeling a shift in my own thinking.
That's great.
It's making me question everything I thought I knew about reality.
That's a great place to start.
Yeah.
This exploration is all about challenging our assumptions.
Yeah.
And opening ourselves up to new possibilities.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. So we're talking about feeling the outcome as if it's already happened.
Right.
But how do we actually do that?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting. Braden suggests we can look to, like, ancient wisdom for clues on how to tap into this power.
Okay.
He delves into texts like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Oh, yeah. Those were found in some caves near the Dead Sea, right?
Yeah.
What do they have to do with manifesting our desires?
They actually contain a wealth of spiritual knowledge, including teachings that echo what Braden's talking about.
Okay.
Like connecting to a higher power
uh-huh.
and harnessing the power of belief.
I've always been fascinated by Tibetan Buddhism.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sense of deep understanding there.
Yeah.
Of the human mind and its potential.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Braden tells this amazing story.
Yeah.
About visiting a Tibetan monastery.
Okay.
High in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
And he met monks.
Yeah.
Who were guarding a secret room.
Okay.
With a mural depicting Buddha.
Mm.
Teaching people from all walks of life.
So it was a message of, like, unity and universal wisdom.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
The monks explained that the true teacher never holds back knowledge, but empowers their students to live the teachings.
That's cool.
And they emphasize communicating with the divine matrix through feeling and emotion.
Yeah.
Specifically feeling the desired outcome.
Okay.
As if it's already happened.
That aligns with what we were talking about earlier,
right.
with David feeling the rain before it actually rained.
Right.
It's about embodying the feeling
yeah.
of what you want.
It's not about trying to force or manipulate outcomes,
right.
but about aligning our feelings
yeah.
with the reality we want to experience.
I like that.
Braden highlights a phrase that was actually edited out of many biblical translations.
Oh, wow.
Ask without hidden motive.
So you're saying it's about coming from a place of pure intention
yeah.
without ego or attachment to the outcome.
That's the idea.
That's a tough one.
It is.
For a lot of us, myself included.
Yeah.
We like to be in control.
We do.
But if we're always trying to force things,
yeah.
are we actually blocking the good stuff from coming in?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed that when you're relaxed and open,
yeah.
things seem to flow more effortlessly?
For sure.
But when you're tense and trying to force things, it's like hitting a wall.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about all the times that we pray for things
right.
we need or want? Are yeah. we doing it wrong?
Well, Braden brings up an interesting point about the language that we use when we pray. He suggests that when we say things like, please let there be peace in the world, or please heal my loved one, we're actually reinforcing the lack of peace.
Oh, wow.
Or healing in the present moment.
So our words are actually working against us.
It's not about the words themselves.
Okay.
But the energy behind them.
Gotcha.
If we're focused on the absence of something, that's what we're projecting out into the field.
So instead of praying for my friend to get well, I should be focusing on the feeling of them already being healthy.
It's about shifting from a place of lack to a place of wholeness.
Okay.
There's actually a fascinating study that illustrates this.
Okay.
During the Lebanese-Israeli War in the 1980s, a group of researchers were trained to cultivate feelings of peace in their hearts.
So did their feelings of peace actually have any impact on the conflict?
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
During the periods when they were actively feeling peace, there was a significant decrease in violence, including terrorist activity.
No way.
Hospital visits.
No way.
Traffic accidents.
Oh.
And even crimes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's not just about our individual reality. It's about our collective reality as well.
Exactly.
Wow.
Our thoughts and feelings contribute to a larger pool of consciousness. And that shapes the world we experience together.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to see how all of this connects.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest. Sometimes it feels like there are limits to what I can achieve.
Yeah.
Things I can't control.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I try.
Yeah.
How do I reconcile that?
It's a great question.
With this idea of unlimited potential.
And it comes down to conscious awareness.
Okay.
We may not even be aware of all the beliefs and patterns operating beneath the surface that are shaping our reality.
Yeah.
It's like an iceberg.
Okay.
What we see is just the tip.
So there's a whole lot going on beneath the surface.
Right.
That we're not even conscious of.
Exactly. And those unconscious beliefs can create the limitations we experience.
Okay.
It's not that we don't have the power.
Right.
It's that we may be unconsciously using that power to create things that we don't want.
So how do we become aware of those hidden beliefs?
Well, our emotions can be a great guide.
Okay.
Pay attention to the feelings that keep coming up or feel especially intense.
Yeah.
They often point to underlying beliefs.
So if I'm constantly feeling like anxious or insecure, that could be a sign that there's some deeper belief at play that's fueling those emotions.
Like being a detective in your own inner world.
Oh, I like that.
Figuring out what thoughts and beliefs are shaping your reality.
Becoming a detective of my own mind.
Yeah.
But let's say I do uncover a limiting belief, like feeling not good enough.
Okay.
How do I actually change it?
Braden suggests a few techniques. Things like affirmations, visualization, and of course, feeling the desired outcome as if it's already happened.
Okay.
It's about replacing that old belief with a new, more empowering one.
So if I'm struggling with that feeling of not being good enough, I could create an affirmation.
Yeah.
Like, I am worthy and deserving, and repeat it until it sinks in.
Exactly. But the key is to really feel the emotion of worthiness, as you're saying it.
Okay.
It's not just about the words.
Yeah.
It's about the energy you're putting out.
So it's about feeling it in my heart,
right?
Not just thinking it in my head.
That's it.
Okay.
It's about aligning your thoughts, feelings, and actions with that new belief.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about when that little voice of doubt pops up? It's hard to ignore it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to shift something so ingrained.
It's important to remember
that
doubt and resistance are totally natural. We've been conditioned to believe certain things for so long that it makes sense for our minds to push back when we challenge those beliefs.
So what's the best way to deal with that resistance?
Well,
do we just ignore it and power through?
Think of it more like befriending the resistance.
Okay.
Acknowledge it without judgment.
Okay.
Like having a conversation with your inner critic. Listen to its concerns.
Yeah.
Without letting it derail your efforts.
So it's about acknowledging the doubt.
Yeah.
But not letting it take over.
That's the idea.
Okay.
Gently guide your mind.
Yeah.
Towards this new way of thinking and feeling.
This is all incredibly insightful.
Yeah.
It seems like this idea of the power of belief applies to every area of our lives,
right?
Our health relationships, even our careers.
Absolutely. It's a universal principle.
Wow.
That can be applied to any aspect of life.
This has been such a thought-provoking conversation.
Yeah, it has.
It feels like we've only scratched the surface of this topic.
There's always more to explore.
Right.
And the journey is ongoing.
Yeah.
But I hope you're walking away with a sense of possibility.
Definitely.
Knowing that you have more power than you might realize.
And I love the idea of becoming a conscious co-creator of my reality.
Yeah.
Not just for myself, but for the world around me.
It's a powerful concept.
Yeah.
And one that can lead to amazing transformations.
Yeah.
Both individually and collectively.
I'm excited to keep exploring these ideas.
Yeah.
And see where they lead.
Yeah.
This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Remember, stay curious.
Okay.
And keep an open mind.
Yeah.
That's the key to unlocking your true potential.
I like that.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the power of belief and ancient wisdom.
Right.
But is there a way to connect all this to what we know about, like, modern science?
Well, it's fascinating how Braden does exactly that. He ties ancient wisdom to the latest discoveries.
Okay.
In quantum physics.
Okay.
You know, for years, physicists have been telling us that we're made up of these tiny particles of energy called quanta.
Okay.
And these particles don't follow the rules of classical physics.
Right.
They exhibit these strange behaviors.
Okay.
Like entanglement.
Entanglement. That's where particles are linked.
Yeah.
Even when they're separated by huge distances. Yeah. So if you change one, the other changes instantly.
Right.
Even if they're miles apart.
Exactly.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So Braden suggests that this entanglement isn't just happening at the particle level, but extends to, like, all of creation.
Right. It's like we're all interconnected.
Wow.
Through this field of energy, the divine matrix.
So we're all part of one giant interconnected web.
It is a pretty mind-blowing concept.
I'm starting to see where the ancient wisdom and the quantum physics start to converge.
Yeah, they really do come together.
This is pretty wild.
Yeah.
So if our thoughts and feelings are also forms of energy, they're constantly, like, interacting with this field.
Right.
Influencing it, shaping it.
Right.
That's where this idea of us being powerful creators comes in.
Exactly.
But hold on a sec.
Okay.
If we're all entangled and our thoughts and feelings are shaping this field all the time, why aren't we seeing more evidence of it in our everyday lives?
Oh, well.
Why isn't everyone manifesting their dream life?
I think that's where conscious awareness comes in.
Okay.
You know, most of us are operating on autopilot.
Right.
Totally unaware of the power we have.
Mm.
Our thoughts and feelings are scattered.
Yeah.
Unfocused.
Yeah.
Often driven by unconscious beliefs and patterns.
So it's like we're sending out all these mixed messages to the universe and wondering why we're not getting what we want.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
We're creating by default instead of by design.
Okay.
Braden uses this analogy of a computer. He says the universe is like a giant consciousness computer.
Okay.
And our beliefs and feelings are the programs that we're running.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So if we're constantly running programs of fear, doubt, scarcity.
Yeah.
That's the reality that we're going to experience.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
But the good news is
we
can rewrite those programs.
Really?
We can choose to run programs of love, abundance, and joy.
Okay. That sounds great in theory.
Yeah.
But changing those deep-seated beliefs and patterns, it's easier said than done.
It's true. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely possible.
Okay.
And the important thing to remember is that it's a journey, not a destination.
Mm.
We don't have to reach some perfect state of enlightenment to start seeing results.
Okay.
Even small shifts in our beliefs and feelings can create ripples in that field.
So it's about baby steps. And celebrating the progress we make along the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
It's about being patient with ourselves.
Yeah.
Trusting the process.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting discouraged when we hit bumps in the road.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
Yeah, it really has.
I'm feeling inspired to step into my role as a conscious creator.
Yeah, that's great.
And start shaping a reality.
Yeah.
That's more aligned with what I truly desire.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You have the power within you.
Wow.
To create amazing things.
Yeah.
Not just for yourself, but for the world around you.
This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about and explore further.
It's a lot to unpack.
I'm excited to see where this journey takes me.
Yeah, and remember, you don't have to do it alone.
Yeah, that's true.
We're all connected. We're all learning and growing together.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, lean into that connection. Mm-hmm. Find your tribe and support each other.
Yeah.
On this incredible adventure.
That's a beautiful thought.
It is.
Thanks for joining me on this exploration.
Yeah, it's been great.
Into the power of belief.
It has.
I hope our listeners are feeling as inspired as I am.
Yeah.
To tap into their own potential
mm-hmm.
and create a reality filled with love, joy, and abundance.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you.
And to our listeners.
Yeah.
Keep questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Keep exploring.
Right.
And keep believing in the power that resides within you.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep diving deep.